I will call the regular meeting of the Improvements Committee of June 1st to order. And now ask for anyone that has any comments to come forward.
I don't have any hands raised and I do not have any chats.
Okay, then we're on to the monthly updates, district projects run.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. So on a general updates, sodium hypochlorite conversion project is moving forward. As far as Tesco came out a couple of weeks ago, downloaded some our current version of our programming that's on there, and they're still working on it with the telemetry integration system to the rest of what needs to be controlled there as far as the hydropneumatic tank mostly, I think. So that's what's going on there. And so we're still basically waiting on Tesco. And then the East and West dissolved air flotation, the DAF painting project, the inside of the West DAF is completed. They pressure washed the outside of it. They are working on cleanup on the East DAF today, getting the sand out, and they will begin to paint it tomorrow. The plan is they will be done by the end of this week, from what I understand. And then on the 9th, we are trying to get NJM out here that fabricated some new parts for the East DAF to be out here to install those on the 9th. And that'll take some time. And then after that's done, hopefully we get the system back online. And the fire hydrant replacement projects. Oh, any questions on that East-West DAF?
I have a question.
Sure.
This is John. Morning, Ron. Hey, there's water in the Lake 16 and 17 currently. That's pretty, you know, kind of, I don't want to say milk chocolatey. Is that just water that has migrated across during this time we're down, or was there water actually sent across?
No, there's no water sent across. Our EQ basin is completely dry because they're doing some cleanup on it before we add water to it. So whatever's there has been there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then we'll go on to the fire hydrant replacement project. The last one will begin tomorrow, and that's on Guadalupe at Park 8. They've had several water leaks that's gotten in the way of getting this one done. So this one will be started tomorrow and hopefully completed Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. So that's where we're at on that. And then that'll take care of the 10 that was scheduled to be done through this last fiscal year. And then the development projects, as you can see, there's no update on really any of them. Is there anything, Tom, you have to add to those?
Yeah, thank you, Ron. I only want to add that we're expecting the Riverview project to begin the mass grading in the near future. However, I checked with the county and there's still some outstanding issues. So on one hand, we have the developer saying that they want to get started this week. And on the other hand, we have the county saying that there's still some outstanding items. So I'm monitoring this closely to make sure that the county's wishes are met before they get started on the mass grading. But I'm expecting that to happen anytime soon. That's the only comment I have.
I have a question. This is Martin. His comments on Riverview says there's still outstanding comments to deal with.
Yeah, with the county, yes.
I mean, with our engineer, have they finished?
Well, our engineer is still working on the sewer and the water plan. Mm-hmm. And then they're waiting for comments back on the drainage plan.
So they're not done.
They're not done with what we need to approve, but we don't need to approve their plans for them to begin their mass grading, according to the county.
Okay.
And to be honest, I'm trying to get up to speed on how the county does their business, but I think as they start to reopen, we'll be able to have some in-person meetings and be able to ask better questions. But at this point in time, I think once the county approves, there are like two or three remaining conditions that they have on a little chart they provided me. Then I guess they can proceed with the grading.
All right. Anything else, Ron?
I don't have anything at this time.
All right, thank you.
And no chat, no comments.
Reserve study update, is that you, Tom?
I think you have maybe a different agenda, Randy.
No, it's in the improvements monthly update.
Oh.
So the reserve study update is basically, and it caught me off guard as well, Randy, I'm sorry. We're having a reserve study meeting this week at 2:00 on Thursday. We're doing a lot of work in order to be as precise as we can with the balance of the reserve accounts, the commitments we've made of reserve funds, and for some commitments, we're going to recommend they be canceled and put off for another date or indefinitely. And also to provide a much greater detail on why we're raising reserve fees and where we need to be over the next, 5 to 15 years on collections of reserves to make sure we keep up with the heavy demand of this infrastructure we have that's getting pretty old quickly. And we're starting to see some failures in pretty significant areas such as backup generators and pump stations. So the reserve study is this coming Thursday at 2:00. It's a special board meeting.
All right. Anything on that, Marty?
No, are we going to see that something ahead of time?
Yeah, we're working with the auditor as we speak to try and finalize the numbers. We're hoping to get that packet out by tomorrow afternoon. But yeah, that's it's kind of cramming a lot of work into a tight space, but it's what we need to do to explain what we're doing with the budget.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Amelia, any hands or chats?
No hands, no chats.
All right, let's move on to item 4 of the agenda, discuss residences east and west with developers Bob Kyle and John Sullivan. In our packet, there is a letter in here from Bob and John, as well as excerpts from the master plan. Tom, is the idea here is that Bob and John would like to address the group and we just hand it over to them? Or?
Yes, this falls under the category. Amelia, if you could go to the top of the page where it describes how the meeting is run and point out that this letter came to us late last week and it was, go up to the top of the page, Amelia, please, to the explanation of the timing. This came to us late last week and basically they requested that we put this on the agenda. I felt it was a good discussion for us to have. And once we get to the top, you'll see that as a group, if John Sullivan, Bob Kyle, Amelia, could you go to the part where it talks about how much time they have? Thank you.
I would gladly do that, sir, but this isn't a committee agenda and that information is actually on a board agenda. Would you like me to put on a board agenda?
No, I've got it wrong then. basically, as a group, John and Bob Kyle, John Sullivan and Bob Kyle, can have 5 minutes to go over their item, and then whatever discussion stems from that. So I recommend that we give them their 5 minutes and go from there. I know they're both on the line.
Five minutes each?
No, as a group.
Total. As a group.
Okay. Bob and
all right, are we ready John? For and John? Good morning. I don't know if this is fresh news to the group or not, but obviously I've had the East project now for almost 2 years, and then John has recently gotten into contract on the West, so we're working collectively to get to a point where we can get our improvement plans together. And in our discussions, both with Tom and with John and I, it's become apparent because of the recent departure of Paul and then a new engineer being brought in, we thought it would be a good idea to bring it to the attention of the improvement committee, what we're looking for, because there's kind of a bit of a vacuum right now. And I know that Marty and Randy, you guys are well-versed on what's going on out there. And we thought this would be the proper way to at least get things started in the right direction. So there are essentially, as you guys know, there are four things that we're working with you on: water, sewer, drainage, and recycled water. If you want to start with water, you'll see in the packet that we provided that there's a, what we're looking for is in the, on page, seven of the Rancho Murrieta North Infrastructure Plan, it says that the hydro pneumatic system, the model demonstrates the existing hydro pneumatic pump system has the capacity to accommodate the demand for the Murrieta Hills development with adequate system pressure. Now, there are some caveats in there as far as updating a system to reduce the start-stop cycling. We would like to have staff or CSD confirm those results from the report that's, you know, on the website, as well as if you move to the exhibit that shows the water master plan, confirming where our connections to the existing system would be. And that would give us enough information to move on with water. We've had extensive conversations with Tom and with Paul before he left, and Joe, regarding sewer. And in that same document, it actually has two alternatives for sewer for Rancho East and West. And that's exhibit three, but alternate one was the replacing sections of the existing sewer line that are west of Laguna Joaquin and some in, there it is right there. Thank you, Amelia. That was the alternative one in the report. Well, what they were concerned about in the report was that it was going to be too disruptive to the existing residences to do a project like that. So they recommended alternative two, which was installing a pump station and a 6-inch force main inside of the existing 12-inch forced main that was used for the water treatment plant. Well, in discussions, it came to pass, and also referring to the recycled water plan, that 12-inch casing was also recommended for recycled water to Stonehouse Park. So we've been having discussions back and forth on whether that's the most appropriate use of that casing, or if that needs to be left for recycled water. So I'm going to transition slightly into the recycled water because it's kind of the same discussion. John and I've spent a bunch of time talking about you know, which way, I guess we would say that we would prefer to do it. And it seems with the conversations with Tom and that CSD might want to have the ability to use that 12-inch casing for Stonehouse Park in the future, whether it be a year away or 5 years away. And it makes a lot more sense to go to alternative one and replace the section of the sewer line, as there are existing issues with that gravity-fed sewer that this would resolve. And it would provide enough capacity for our subdivision. So we'd like
Mr.
to.
Mr. Kyle, that is 5 minutes. You have reached. I went by fast, but that was 5 minutes.
That was 5 minutes. Wow, that's.
I know.
So let's move on to the now we can beyond the 5 minutes we can have a discussion period, right?
Yes.
So I'm interested to hear about alternate number one. So Bob, go ahead.
Okay, so alternate number one entails enlarging pipes, specifically the pipes along the west side of Laguna Joaquin and some pipes within Lago Drive that would have to be increased in size from 8 to 10 and 12 inches. So when we talked about, gosh, a year or so ago, we had this discussion. And I think what was overlooked was whatever project that we do to either install a new sewer or put something in a casing or do this replacement, it's going to impact the community regardless. So I'm not sure that that's a good enough reason to cancel alternative one, is because it would be uncomfortable. The nice thing about that is that we can go out and we can bid this work out. We can bond for it. It doesn't have to be put in immediately. You know, as we gear up and more houses are built, it can be a staged project. So I think we can make it as comfortable as possible. And like I said, it solves an existing issue. And as you were just saying a little while ago, Tom, having to do maintenance on pump stations and pressurized lines is something that I think CSD would like to not have to do. So the other alternative calls for a pump station, which would be handed over to CSD. This is gravity fed, so there's no additional maintenance required going this direction.
Could I add something in there?
This is John. Yes, please.
If you look at the routing that McKay and Somps recommends here, and you start down at the gate, the front gate, obviously there's a short run right there at between the highway and the gate, and a short run up Lago. But then it goes along the westerly side of Laguna Joaquin. It's not in the locations where you would be in the street for that whole run along the west side of Laguna Joaquin. And then you're back on Lago for just a short run. And then you're back. If you go, keep going north there on that map, you'll see that it runs behind a bunch of cottage lots and behind a cul-de-sac lot. So you're not really in the super duper traffic flow very much. Yes, it is disruptive, but it's disruptive to put in the lift station at Escuela Drive and build a force main to connect to the existing 12-inch force main, which might end up being a 6-inch inside the 12-inch. And then the question came up was, gosh, if you're reserving the force main for recycled water, is the district actually understanding that it's going to cost $3 million just to get water to Stonehouse Park? And not, that's not the distribution system. That's just the $3 million to pump it into Lookout Hill and then up to Stonehouse Park. You've got facilities at the wastewater treatment plant, You've got to coordinate all of the pumping that goes to Lookout Hill so that irrigation can be done at the gardens. And then you've got to connect, build another line from Lookout Hill to the forest main. It's right there behind where that truck crashed the other day, and then run that up. That's a minimum of $3 million. And that's the Kevin Kennedy report. And so $3 million bucks to get 42 acre feet taken care of for recycle doesn't seem very economically feasible. And that's always been the conversation about whether recycle was going to be required up there. Is it economically feasible? Well, inside the subdivision alone, 198 lots are going to take $1.1 million on top of the $3 million. So it's $4 million bucks to get rid of 42 acre feet of recycle water.
And just to be clear, that would be if you did alternate number two,
correct,
to get rid of your sewage through that casing.
Yeah, I think the upgrade of lines, because you don't have to do the. If we did improvement plans that we were doing improvements in 2022 spring, and we had building starting in the fall of 2022, you'd have all of 2022 and probably all of 2023 to make those sewer improvements, because you're not going to have flow, added flow coming in, and you can do this in sections as it warrants. All these manhole surges are, you know, basically looked at in the way of I don't know, when they run modeling. This is where it appears that there would need to be an upsize of lines.
Okay.
This is Martin. Where are the lines next to Laguna Joaquin? Are they near in the path, or where are they at?
This shows them being alongside the path or on the path.
We don't know that for sure.
Well, I'm sure the district would know by where the manholes are, but we haven't been out there to study that as to where they. But they don't appear to be on. Is that Coretta? Mm-hmm. Next to Lago.
This is Tom Hennig. I'm going to ask Ron Greenfield to chime in real quick. Ron, are you familiar with the sewer lines right there?
Yeah, I was going to come in here anyways. Thank you. So that sewer line actually in some sections run within 3 feet of the decks and stuff that comes out off of those homes there, right there off of Laguna Joaquin. There's not a lot of clearance there. So that would have to be something that's very much considered at the where they are. They're right up next to the houses.
But we're talking about putting in a bigger line. Can this be moved and the existing just be abandoned to stay away from those problems?
I would assume so. I mean, there's a lot of space there between the homes and the Laguna Joaquin itself. We always thought it was closer to the cart path, but we had a few issues this last couple of years that we found that it's a lot closer to the houses than we realized.
Do we have surging in some of those manholes in there, Ron?
There is a little bit, yes.
So that's an existing problem that this would help. Is that right? If we ran a parallel 10 to those and nearer the cart path, hell, we wouldn't even have to abandon necessarily. We just have a parallel line there. That would take care of that, wouldn't it?
Well, you could probably technically run it into one manhole and then where it comes up there to the Lago there, right there in that area there just before that, you could probably then run into run the two manholes in together. Just join them.
Go with now, that's something that the engineers are going to need to look at and figure out and tell us. But it,
correct.
I guess it, in the big picture here, what we're looking at and what you're initially proposing here looks like it's doable based on what we know today, and that is your druthers. That's the plan that you would rather do rather than going over to this 12-inch casing.
Well, after discussions with Tom and the unknowns with the recycled water to Stonehouse Park, and then we reevaluated based on our discussions with Tom, and I believe, yes, that this would be best for everybody.
Anything, any other comments on recycled water for your project?
Yeah, so our conditions of approval don't require us to have recycled water. So we got a conversation with the district about recycled water, and we're asking to not be required by the district or have them consider us to have recycled water based on multiple reasons. One, the feasibility of even getting a meter to our site is one. And then for two, if there was a meter there, the ability for them to deliver recycled water, because right now they can't, the course takes all of it and there's nothing that can be shipped anywhere else. So we would like a determination that says, well, you know what, it's just not feasible to get recycled water, and then we don't put the recycled water backbone in. But if we leave that 12-inch casing, it still leaves the possibility for the parks to be and the school site to be charged with recycled water.
Okay. John, anything? Recycled water?
Well, you know, Randy, this is, you know, I played around with, as you know, I played around with these water balances and what the country club currently takes versus what comes out of the river. And if you look at, you know, all the studies that have been done, the average amount of water that the country club takes from recycle is around 525 to 550 acre feet a year. But if you add on top of that the early season water that they take out of the river and pump into Bass Lake, you can get up to, you know, 575, maybe 600 or so, depending on the year. In this particular year, you know, the golf courses are dry. The real problem gets into what happens at the secondary storage at the wastewater reclamation facility. If we are prudent and we make sure that we draw down secondary storage to less than 100 acre feet on October 15th, which has been the district's policy since we put in the recycle out to Van Vleck, the secondary storage facilities should be fine. And then the question is, where's the most efficient place to put the excess? We know we take about 1.6 times 3. We take about 5 acre feet at residence or retreats, and we'll take another 11 or so with retreats north and east. And then nobody knows what the garden's going to take, but we do have some data from those 78 houses. But right now, our master reclamation permit doesn't allow us to actually feed any water in there until we give a 60-day notice to the Water Quality Control Board. So the more water balances we look at, I think it tells us that we're only going to have about 225 to 275 total acre feet of recycle water above and beyond what the country club's average annual demand is. And that's not a lot. And it seems crazy to spend $4 million just to get rid of 40 acre feet. The commercial irrigation, I don't know what that will yield when we get that going, but right now we're not even able to go beyond what the country club needs. So I say there's another 400 homes before the country club is satisfied. And that's going to give us 3 to 5 years to make the call. Village A, B, and C are scheduled in Rancho North to all have recycled water. And that's, I don't have that report in front of me, but that's probably 100 acre feet between the three of those. Could be more. I should have pulled that up for the meeting.
That's all right. I think we're getting the picture here. There, you're saying you don't believe there's enough recycled water to go around.
Yeah, we've said that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've said that. I think I said that at the last board meeting. Tom, they've asked us for some answers in this letter on various things. Where do you think we are as far as, do we have enough information? Do we need more information? Do we need to get the engineers involved? Do we need some money to get started? Where do you believe we're at on this?
Well, my uneducated opinion is that, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob and John, you're wanting to like bypass the recycled water program that the district adopted in 2017 and take another look at what those plans prescribed and whether or not in today's market and today's water use experience, it makes sense. And do I got that right?
Well, there's only one thing that you're missing in there, and that is that we have a vesting tentative map that was approved in 2007. And what the vesting tentative map process is that things are essentially frozen standards. If you look at the conditions of approval, even the standards that we are required to build at for CSD are older standards. So I know that this was, like you said, in 2017. However, we're kind of frozen in time in that 2007 timing. That's why we weren't required to have recycled water. And if CSD deemed that it was going to honor our vesting tentative map, then that could be an exception to the 2017 report.
Now, I wasn't with the district in 2017, but what was the discussion relative to residents' east and west properties related to their vested maps versus this new plan that was approved by the board in 2017? Was it addressed? Were the owners of the residences silent during this time?
Well, I don't think very many. This is John again. I pulled up the report. Just FYI, the three subdivisions, A, B, and C, take plus or minus 147 acre feet. So, that being said, the residents east and west owners were they were not here. They're institutional REITs, and financial arms of various development companies, one in Chicago and one in the Bay Area. I don't think they said anything about the report when it went down. The key here is that you've already made the exception. Your waste discharge permit for the district requires Riverview and Lakeview to both have recycled water. And so at some point in time, there's got to be a conversation, with the regional board that conditions on the ground have changed. We don't need to dispose of, I think it was 800, 700 and something. Let me see what it says here. 413 additional acre feet of water. That would mean the golf course at 550 and the yearly irrigation demand of 413 would take us up to, you know, close to 1,000. And we know we're not going to develop that much demand or that much supply. Sorry.
Okay. So we get it. You don't think that there's enough recycled water to go around. Tom, back to this letter, they've asked us beyond recycled water, confirm adequate system pressures and drainage. Is it okay to use a drain detention basin? Do we need anything further from them? Does this have to go to the engineers? Are there costs involved? And do we need some money from the developer to get into this enough to answer their questions? I just threw a lot of stuff at you there. That's the question I have. And if you said, I don't know, I'll look into it. That would be an adequate answer for me.
And that is my answer. We need to look into this. I need to digest, and then I need to talk to the engineer and ask them their thoughts on this. I mean, this is a big decision if it, you know, in relationship to those two properties being developed and also the other properties either currently being developed or planned to be developed. So I'm not comfortable with making a solid call other than I need to look at it and I need to talk to the engineer. I also probably need to talk to the attorney and find out why the recycled water plan imposed a bunch of conditions on what Bob Kyle, I believe, is correct in identifying that they have a vested tentative map. And I know the vesting stays with the map as long as it remains current. And then as far as who pays for this, for now, I'm going to track our time. But I think at some point, if the developers want to make a change to official district documents, they need to contribute to the cost of developing whatever the change is. And I don't have that answer today either.
Okay, fair enough. Marty, questions?
No, I think we just gotta give Tom time to digest this. And I don't doubt the engineer's gonna have to get together and research those answers.
Yeah, I agree. Amelia, any hands or chats?
There are no hands or chats, but I do have a comment, if I may. I have added this document, the Rancho Murrieta North Infrastructure Master Plan, right onto the internet where this committee can be found. And I'll also go back and find that recycled water plan and put it here too, so that all the documents that we're talking about and are related to this topic are right there for everybody.
Amelia, would you put the Regional Water Quality Control Board order there as well? It's R5-2014-0149. It's actually, whenever there's a change to this, it's appended to the golf course first use of recycled water. So this is the most updated version. And of course, the golf course You know, I've printed this for their use, but this is that same document we talked about last month. If you put that one together with the other two, that'd be great. Thank you.
And is that document already on our website, John?
Yes, it is. It's on the website as...
It's in the utilities publications, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
The regional water control.
Wastewater-2014-0149. Adopted WDRs. Yep.
Okay. If I can't find it, I'll give you a call, but I can find it.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, awesome. Tom, thank you for putting us on. And Amelia, thank you for putting this together. And then, to the committee, thank you very much for letting us take your time this morning.
Well, thank you for being proactive and letting us know what's going on, Bob and John.
Okay.
Let's move on to director and staff comments. First, staff, any comments, suggestions?
My only comment right now is Ron has been sitting in for Paul to this point, and he's doing an excellent job of keeping me informed about what's going on and making sure his crews are staying busy getting their work done while he's taking on this administrative responsibility. So I wanted to thank Ron for the stepping up and doing a good job at this point.
Thank you, Tom.
Ditto, Ron. Marty, any director comments, suggestions, anything?
Yeah, a couple of them. First, Amelia, where did you say you're going to put these documents?
I'll add them on the committee meeting page. So if you go to 2021 committee meeting off of that quick links on the front page, you'll see them. You'll see them there.
Okay. We're going to meet again with regard to Laguna Joaquin. With regard to some maintenance issues that we're going to be doing, have we got yet figured out how we might deliver water during the time we may be excavating that drainage facility?
This is Tom. It was never completely determined. There's an alternative of pulling water out of, I believe, Chesboro. At one point, Paul had a discussion with the RMA about that. There's also discussion about planting a big water tank off of 13 that is very adjacent to where they gain, you know, where they get access to the water out of Laguna Joaquin. Beyond that, the answer is that's all I know. We're in the process of analyzing the material on the bottom of Laguna Joaquin and determining what level of drainage needs to take place in order to do maintenance on it. And so that's kind of a step at a time. That's the best answer I have today.
I perceive that we're getting closer to trying to make a decision on the funds that we need to disperse for that project, and that's going to be a portion of the cost, and seems like we ought to be, maybe we could get our new guy or Domicelli to help hone in on that how we would do it and what the cost might be.
We're working on that, and like I said, we requested that they do the bathymetric study, which is the company that's currently working with Laguna Joaquin for the RMA. They're going to go ahead and have that done. So yeah, we'll get to know how many tons of material there is, and then we can talk to Joe at Domicelli and start working on what our alternative will be to do the correct maintenance on something that's never been maintained, you know, to the degree that it needs to be done today.
I was just honing in on, I know we're going forward on figuring out the cost to do the excavation, but I'm just saying, there's got to be a cost with providing temporary water.
Okay. Now I get what you're saying, Marty. Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what the midge fly situation is right now? We've had some hot days, and midge fly is a major problem, complaints right now, or does anybody know?
I just read what I read in the RMA newsletter that it's being somewhat effective. John, I know you live near the midge flies. Are you hearing much, John Sullivan?
Well, could be that he's left us. I was just curious.
I haven't heard the complaints I heard last year. That's for sure.
No, this is John again. I don't think we've heard nearly the complaints, and the RMA, I talked to Rod Hart, and he thought that the complaints were way down this year versus last year.
We did get a test, Randy, on the count of the midge flies, and the count went down on the latest test they did.
Yeah. Sounds like whatever you're doing is at least working somewhat. That's good.
Yeah, Kevin,
anything else, Mark?
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Anything else, Marty?
I'm done. Thank you.
And I have nothing, so that leaves us to item six of the agenda, which is adjournment. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for attending, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Bye. Make the